The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I want to go back tonight to the topic that we had started a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and that is the topic of shaitan. The aim for today, and inshallah in the next lecture that we'll have next Wednesday, is to look at some of the tricks that shaitan uses. Shaitan has a very keen interest in creating animosity and fights between family members and between believers. The fact is, right, like, we're all going to annoy each other at times, for sure. Because we're all individuals, right? So maybe God doesn't want me to say that. I don't know, sometimes the way people walk may annoy us. Sometimes the way people talk may annoy us, right? Sometimes the way people do zikr may annoy us, whatever. Yeah, of course. But then what happens is that this thought goes into my head is that, man, that's annoying. And then instead of just saying, but that's life, because it is life, people will annoy us, what begins to happen is I begin to reflect on that. Yeah, this guy always does that, right? And now I've picked a fight with that guy in my brain when in reality there is no fight between us. And so the next time I see you, I resent you already. And now every time you do that, I resent you even more, right? And subhanAllah, like I go to bed mad at that guy when there's nothing wrong, right? But shaitan just planted the seed, right? Shaitan just said, yeah, but you don't like that, do you? And he does it, she does it, right? And so now every time that person messages you, it bugs you. Every time that person reaches out, it bugs you. And they want to borrow something, it bugs you. And you see that this rancor between believers is created when we can easily say, no, I'm not going to follow through with it, right? I'm just going to leave it out. He's a believer, she's a believer, and she's a human being who's prone to making mistakes. No one's perfect, you know? I think the moment we realize that we're not perfect, no one else is perfect, that imperfection is where we live and where we can survive happily with each other, right? We accept each other's imperfections. But the trick that shaitan does is that he just makes us cultivate these animosities, these fake animosities with people, and then eventually it begins to translate into action. So a cold shoulder where I won't reply a salam back to you, right? Or an email or a text message that's a bit rough or whatever, is because I'm cultivating this hatred that shaitan has planted in my head for each other in real life. And the fact is that these are like innocent things. But how many examples do we have in our world of people who financially hurt other people because of a hatred that they have for them? My God, I have tons of examples, right? Physically hurt each other because of the hatred that they have for a certain group of people. You look at warfare and tribal warfare, how? There's no reality to it. It's just one tribe doesn't like another tribe, and so they fight, they hate each other, right? But this is again a trick of shaitan. When you look at the Quran, like it's a very beautiful verse. If you look at Surah Yusuf, verse number 100, like this is the end of Surah Yusuf. So now Yusuf is the governor already in Egypt, or the head of the treasury in Egypt, and his father and his brothers and his mother, they all come. And then Allah says, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. He raises his parents upon the throne and everyone does sajda. And he says, Ya Abati hadha ta'wilu ru'yaya min qabl. Remember in the very beginning of Surah Yusuf, he saw a dream of the sun and the stars doing sajda. And so he said, Ya Allah, oh Father, this is the ta'wil, this is the interpretation of that original sajda I saw. And then he begins to thank Allah. Yeah? قَدْ جَعَلَنَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. And then he says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. Allah has been good to me. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. When he took me out of prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And he brought you from the desert to me. مِنْ بَعْدِ. Look at what he says. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. Like he saved us when Shaitan tricked and harmed me and my brother's relationships. Yeah? Subhanallah, look at the wisdom of Yusuf. It was his brothers who plotted to kill him. It was his brothers who threw him in the well. It was his brothers who did all of these things. But he didn't say, remember, like, oh, after my brothers did this, after Shaitan made my brothers do this. Because it's Shaitan that causes enmity between us. We have to realize that. Next time, I'm telling you, next time you feel this rancor in your heart for somebody, and we all do, time and time again, we will for sure, because that's just how Shaitan tricks, right? Next time we feel that, just ask Allah's protection from Shaitan, because it's Shaitan who is bothering us. So that's the second trick of creating animosity. The third trick, and we'll end with this, is that one of the really effective tricks of Shaitan is through distraction and wasting time. Yeah? Shaitan is a master of this, right? I mentioned this book to you before. I mentioned it at JCC last week. It's a book by C.S. Lewis. I know I talked about it, I think, a few years ago, or a year ago. C.S. Lewis is the author of Chronicles of Narnia, right? He's a Christian, or he was a Christian theologian. And so a lot of his books have Christian theology throughout it. He's written a book, and you can Google this, you can find a PDF. I think it's one of the more interesting secular books I've read. It's called Screwtape Letters. Screwtape Letters. And Screwtape Letters is basically a conversation between an older Shaitan and a younger Shaitan. A young, older devil, a more experienced devil, and a younger devil. And so the older devil is giving the younger devil tricks of the trade, basically, how to trick people, right? And one of the main tricks the devil, he says, uses, but you see this in life, is distraction, right? So Shaitan knows that he cannot win a debate against God's angels, because God is Haq. And so Iblis has no power to convince us through argument that God doesn't exist. There's no capability of him to do that. And so what he will do is he will just distract us. So the moment we start thinking about God, he will distract us. And all he wants to do is win the distraction battle, right? And so you see this all the time, right? Like it's time for salah, and you'll see your light flash on your phone and be like, oh, let me check my phone really quick. Oh, it's a message. Let me just write a quick reply back. 10-second reply. Man, he won. He already won. It was time for salah. He made you distracted. Even if that distraction was for a minute, that's all he wanted. Because now you picked a phone call or a message above God. Shaitan won. He says, I won this round. Round two tomorrow. Yeah? He distracts. You go to the bathroom to do wudu. You get distracted by the mirror and you look at yourself. And so you pause and you fix your hair and you know, 30-second distraction, Shaitan won, right? You're in the bathroom, you want to finish quickly, and you think of this obscure thing to Google on your phone while you're sitting on the toilet. You never even thought of that otherwise, but you do it on the toilet. Why? Because he just wants to keep you there a bit longer. Shaitan won. That's all he wants to do. Like, we think Shaitan wants to win this long game battle. No, Shaitan wants to win round by round. 30-second delay from remembering God, Shaitan won that round. Yeah? And so think of that, right? Because Shaitan's ultimate goal is distraction, right? Distraction, distraction. And the quicker he can distract us, and the more rounds he wins, eventually the delay in my prayer, the delay in doing something good will not seem so bothersome to me anymore. So I'll just be like, ah, 5 more minutes, what's the big deal? I'm going to pray. 10 more minutes, I'm going to pray, right? And because of that distraction, Shaitan, you find win in so many different battles.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.